There's a new place to drink in town. Welcome to Community News. My name is Paul.
And I'm Jane.
Hello, Jane. How are you today?
Good morning, Paul. I'm great.
I'm still on my hole-in-one glow. Can you tell?
I bet you are. Well, it's hole-in-one month here at Community News.
It was a week ago today that I actually sunk my hole-in-one.
You guys, never think that you can't achieve some goal at any age. Paul only took up golf at what age?
At three. So it only took 50 years.
Well, he only took up golf at three, but he's only been retired for a few years where he's been able to really dedicate himself to his game and improving his game. And little by little, step by step, each time he got out there, he just putted away. And now, a week ago today, he made his first hole-in-one.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. I'm still on my glow. Nothing. It's amazing that nothing in town bothered me this week.
It's amazing.
It's unbelievable. So this is like a record for me.
That shows that we should take that formula, both of us, and repeat it. If we have a success in one area, we can live off the high of that and let other annoying things annoy us less.
No, I think what would happen is it would become like diminishing, like when you take drugs.
Returns.
Every time you do it, it would be less and less.
Wah, wah, wah.
So, yeah. So
trying to find some...
I know.
Bigger silver lining.
But I'm being a realist. What can I say?
The silver lining is just it itself, the fact that he got the hole-in-one. So this is hole-in-one month here on Community News. So, meaning if you guys have any good hole-in-one stories or golf stories, feel free when you Or any hole stories when you reach out to us with your viewer mail, which we love hearing from you, feel free to let us know about your hole-in-one story. And speaking of...
We did get a viewer mail from Freddie in Albany.
Hi, Freddie in Albany.
So it was wonderful. He actually was talking about your abundance of, shall we say, using words which might be considered salty.
The word is that Paul did this podcast with me for just to see how many times he could get me to say it.
Exactly.
He has a chart at home where he just scratches off every time.
How did you know?
And he does a line through it when it's five.
Exactly. It's not
like a
chart. Carve it into the wall and the wall's about to fall down.
Right. One day when neither of us are here anymore, they'll find this and they'll go, what were these ancient highly graphics from 2019, and someone will do the research.
What are these marks?
They'll play the show, and they'll get to this episode, and they'll realize it's the etchings of Paul keeping track of how many times he could get me to say, see you next Tuesday,
so,
in its full form.
Exactly. So what he was saying is every time we say, see you next Tuesday, we're actually saying S-Y-N-T.
Right.
So it really has no meaning whatsoever.
I realized that back in the day when I first heard that little anachronism.
Oh, you did? So what you're saying is Freddie told you nothing new.
Nothing new, but I'm glad that Freddie thinks like I do and analyzes it to that degree. He doesn't just accept see you next Tuesday at face value. He actually thinks and matches it and goes, those aren't even the right letters.
Right.
Yay, Freddie.
That's
smart.
Because it is so important. That's it, to get it right.
It's important to pay attention to every detail. That's
right.
What I say.
Exactly.
I'm a detail-oriented person.
Speaking of details,
yes.
I noticed that this week, or I should say today, I had to put out things on my front lawn because the garbage people come and take it.
Uh-huh.
And I noticed some extra shit. Was your husband throwing crap on my lawn again?
I don't know.
Will you find out? Because you know he does that.
I'm going to have to find out. I thought I helped him curtail that habit.
I thought we shamed him out of it.
I thought we may have, but who knows what he's doing. I will have to check
it. It's weird. I found like this printer, which was not ours, on our lawn.
That's funny because I asked him to get rid of... No, that's weird. You just said that. I asked him to get rid of a printer like 6 months ago.
You did not.
I swear to God. And he saved... Like, he was buying a new printer. And I said to him, you can only buy that new printer if you throw out the old one immediately. He goes, well, I can't throw that one out because I need to make sure I get the new one up and working. I go, that means it's going to sit here. Sure enough, 6 months later, still sitting there. And he's like, well, I kept it because something about the tape,
Was it dot matrix?
Just get rid of it. Oh, no, it wasn't dot matrix. But I said, just get rid of it. And
that's interesting.
He has an attachment to things. And then, yeah.
There was a printer outside,
but
and I'm not making that up.
He can be passive aggressive, mostly only with me.
Uh-huh.
I don't feel like he would be passive aggressive with you and dump a printer on your lawn.
I'm going to get to
the
bottom of this.
Unless he didn't know it was your house. If he just
That is quite a possibility that he did not know. Even though he's been there, right?
Right. Yeah, but he's good with directions. So no, that wasn't him.
Really?
That wasn't him. No.
I'm sure it was.
I'm
going to dust it for fingerprints at this point.
Okay, do that. Okay. I have a feeling it could be, let's face it, it could be an angry viewer in town.
You think so?
Who is protesting our show by dumping their stuff on your lawn, because that is a topic we talked about.
Wow.
Stuff, you know?
Interesting. That didn't occur I thought we only had viewers who liked us.
I keep saying viewer, listener.
Well, I say viewers also. Right, no, you. Because you, I actually, when I'm
it
listening.
It could be either an angry listener, or it could be, let's not forget, our competitors who think of themselves as our nemesis. We don't think of them that way.
You think the newspaper is dumping? Oh, is it like
the guy who unfriended us?
Do you think
who mutually unfriended us? Who works for our former newspaper?
Newspapers use paper, which means they use printers. Yes. Is it sort of like a Godfather type thing, where they cut off a head of a horse and put it in my bed? It's the Matrix printer on my lawn.
They're trying to say you will be the way of the Matrix printer. Wow. We will get you off the air.
Wow.
One way or another.
This is unbelievable.
Paul and Jane.
I'm very, very nervous about that. But you know what? Life goes on. So,
yeah, life goes on.
Anyway, so
you're a big time attorney. You have big time attorney connections. I think we can take on Gomer Pyle and Barney Fife if we have to.
If they're going to hate us for that, wait till they hear about us talking about the new establishment in town. Did you see what's opening? The painting drinking establishment.
Yes.
So you can paint every day and drink while you're painting. Don't you love those things?
Yes. It's like, you know, my first question when I saw that is that one of those places that I see the 10 girls on Facebook holding up the same painting that they all did? And you said yes. It's
exactly
one of those places.
It's so one
it's
of those
like
places.
The escape room concept, but with alcohol. It's this chain, one in every town, that like I you know, this is the thing. These are the moments when I look at things like that where I go, sometimes I wish I was just a regular person that would think that was fucking fun.
Right.
Because I look at that and go, what a horrible way to spend an evening. Like, connect the dots, watercolor by numbers with a bunch of yentas and some alcohol. Well, I don't even care about the alcohol. That's a problem. But, you know, my take on all of that is, like, all these excuses to be like, let's just go out and drink. Just go out and drink. Right. Go out and drink. Get blitzed. Go to a bar. Maybe listen to some live music. But the whole, like, we're going to make a clay pot. We're all going to paint. We're doing this activity. No, you're getting together to drink away your problems, your worries.
Right.
Your unhappy marriages.
So basically,
just go drink.
This is another storefront where I don't think we'll be cutting the opening ribbon is what's going on.
Oh, do you want to cut the opening ribbon?
I want to cut an opening ribbon somewhere.
If you want to cut the opening ribbon, I will say art is so important, community. And even if you're just doing painting by numbers as if you're 4 years old and you're 40, this is an important new establishment coming to town, and let's all support it. And Paul and I are hoping they'll ask us to cut the ribbons in our bikinis that say community news.
That's very convincing. I can see that we're not going to be cutting the ribbons. All right, one last thing I want to let you know in town.
Hand Jobs wants us to cut their ribbons.
They do?
They do. I forgot to tell you, I spoke to the owner over the weekend. Sadly, I was at a funeral.
Right.
And I asked her what's going on, if the town has successfully made it so that she can't open. Uh-huh. And she said, oh, no, she's opening.
Really?
Oh, yeah, she's opening.
And we're going to cut?
She would also like to come on the show. I said, we've been wanting to have you on as a guest. So I'd like to just announce that the owner of the Future Hand Job Salon will be coming on the show. And yes, she would like us to cut the ribbon.
Now, there's so many things I want to ask, but you said it was at a funeral, but I'm still going. Now, as we open the hand jobs, how are we going to cut the ribbon? How is it going to be? That's what I want to know.
You can do whatever you
want. I want?
Yes.
Am I going to get a hand job? Does this entitle us to a hand job?
Look at my terrible nails. I need a hand job.
Me too. Look at mine.
Forever. Maybe we can get manicures there.
Right.
And then you can even get the male manicure that they do with the clear polish.
Why do I keep wiggling my fingers now?
And then we'll cut the ribbons, because we do want, once we cut the ribbons, we want our hands to look nice. So they wouldn't want these hands cutting ribbons.
Right.
Like grody looking. So we will. We'll get manicures there, or as they call them at that place, hand jobs.
Oh, even
then
better.
Then we'll cut the ribbons with a very Vanna White. We'll use our hands in a very, like, look at my beautiful hands.
Perfect. So eventually we will be cutting a ribbon. It will be at hand jobs. So see, whatever the hell you want about the paint place, I don't care anymore, because we're going to be doing a ribbon.
All I want to say is I'm glad that there's places for people that are very banal to get together and drink alcohol and pretend they're doing an activity that matters and make something that they'll never hang up because it's looks worse than something their four-year-old would do at preschool. Was that too much?
It was perfect. Okay, last thing. Thursday night, pickleball tournament. Ooh, pickleball. At the rec center. I am going to play, even though I've never played pickleball before.
How do you play? Because I've never played
it. I don't know how to play.
It's really popular in Florida, though, I noticed.
I figure I'm on my hole-in-one streak. Why not try every sport there is? So pickleball, I'm going to play. I'll report back on Friday.
I feel like you suddenly got all this confidence from the hole-in-one. We need to call Coach Tommy Fowler and see if maybe you could try out for next year's middle school football team.
You think so?
Yes.
You think they would take me?
Maybe.
Middle school, I would love to play middle school football.
How fun would that
How
be?
How great would that be? Except I'd get my ass kicked.
Careful. Right? My bones are a little frailer than yours.
Exactly.
But, I mean, it's kind of amazing. I feel like you should just try every sport.
I would actually rather go down to, like, first grade and nap time. Something like that, where there's a nap in the middle of the day.
But the fact that you can get a hole-in-one in golf, if you think about it, does that mean if you apply yourself now to football or pickleball right. or baseball or whatever, could you achieve similar results in any sport?
Sure. I'll take 50 years, so when I'm in my hundreds, I'll be in the NFL
like
at that
Moses.
Point.
But no, I don't think 50. I'm thinking just the pro, protracted, not the word, the very concentrated years
yes.
that you've been. So what's that, 3 or 4 years, really?
It's a little bit more than that. But the thing with a hole-in-one is,
yes.
and not to bore the viewers,
no.
to go on
Listen.
Incessantly
yes.
about,
no,
you know,
this
thing.
No, this is our hole-in-one month, so they got to get a little golf in there.
It, you know,
it's spring.
It takes some skill, but it involves a lot of luck, because
okay.
I know a lot of people who have never had a hole-in-one
oh.
who are much, much better golfers than I am.
Okay.
So it's always a little
so
bit
I need
of luck
to think
involved.
Think of other sports that are
right.
little skill and a lot of luck.
Exactly.
What about bowling? Do you
bowling,
think you could
perfect.
A big bowling?
Now my back, it's not
okay.
very good. I can't.
What could we put you on for 3 or 4 years? Do you think you could become a big, like, pole jumper? Like
I'm gonna
a
be.
High
I'm,
vault?
I'm gonna become a pickleballer. I'll let
pickle
you know.
Baller.
How is
All
that?
Right, that's
that's
next.
My new
pickle
thing.
Ball.
So go to the pickleball thing. That about wraps up.
It's
community.
The first community event Paul's going to in 10 months of doing this show, everybody.
Exactly.
So if you want to see who Paul is besides our live tapings, but that's not a community event. That's a community news event. If you want to see who the man behind the voice is. Show up to pickleball tonight.
Pickleball on Thursday.
Oh, Thursday. I thought it was
Thursday.
I
have therapy
what
I'm running to.
Tonight? Are you watching TV?
Tuesday, I usually go to therapy and
oh,
then
right.
go home and weep.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay. It'll
I'm
be a fun
send
night
you
anyway.
Some extra Kleenex.
Okay, thank
That's
you.
That's going to be my next gift to you.
Yikes. I'll need that after
Uh-oh.
Hand jobs.
No, I meant it for the crying.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Well, anyway.
I'll give you a little glass for your tears.
That's even better.
Okay,
thank you.
Yeah.
And then that about wraps up this community news. As always, my name is Paul.
And I'm Jane.
Jane, it's a pleasure seeing you. I will see
you
on Friday if I survive pickleball.
We love you, community.
Take
Make
care.
Some art, people. Make some art.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Take care.